Unit 21. Hotels. Page 82. 2. Let's listen. People are checking into a hotel. What do they have to do? Listen and circle the correct answers. 1.
Hello. My name's Bill Sampson. I have a reservation.
Just a moment, please, Mr. Sampson. Yes. Would you mind filling out this form, please?
Thanks.
Could I also see your passport?
Here it is.
Thank you. Will you be paying by credit card?
Yes, I have it right here.
Thank you.
2.
Yes, I'd like to check in, please.
Certainly. Do you have a reservation with us?
Yes, the name's Peter Fox.
That's funny. I can't find your name in the computer. Do you have your confirmation number?
Yes, it's 6913.
Oh, I see. Sorry, your name was spelled wrong. And could I see your passport, please?
Here you are.
Okay. How will you be paying for your room?
I'll pay cash.
In that case, I'll have to ask you for a deposit.
That's fine.
3.
I'd like to check in. My name's Pennington.
Would you mind spelling your name for me so I can check it on the computer?
Yes. It's Pennington.
Yes, here it is. Can I see some form of identification, please?
Is a driver's license okay?
Yes, that's fine. Thanks.
Do I need to fill out a registration form?
No, you are already registered. Just sign this card, please.
4.
Yes, I'd like a room, please.
Do you have a reservation?
No, I didn't think I'd need one. I'm with City Travel.
Oh, yes. Then can I see some form of identification?
Sure. Here's my company ID. Or would you prefer my passport?
Your company ID is fine.
Do you need my credit card?
Yes, please. And would you fill out this registration card?
Page 83. 3. Let's listen. Task 1. What kind of room does each guest want? Listen and check the correct answers. 1.
Would you like a single or a double room?
Oh, it's just for me, so a single is fine.
Smoking or non-smoking?
I'm a non-smoker.
And the standard or deluxe room? The deluxe is an extra $20.
I'll take the cheaper one, please.
Sure.
Just one thing. I'm a very light sleeper. Can I get a room away from the street? I find the traffic noise can be a problem.
I'm sorry, ma'am. There aren't any more rooms available on that side. But you'll find the rooms are very quiet, even on the street side.
Oh. Okay, then.
2.
What kind of room would you like?
Are there any deluxe rooms available? My wife and I want to give ourselves a treat.
Yes, there are. So that'll be the double deluxe. And you'd like a non-smoking room?
Definitely. Neither of us smokes.
Okay, you're all set. You're in room 701. I'll have the bag sent up to your room right away. You'll find a complimentary fruit basket in the room.
That's nice. Thanks. Oh, and we'll need a wake-up call at 7 a.m. Can you arrange that?
Sure. No problem. Enjoy your stay.
3.
What kind of room would you like?
Oh, just something simple. The cheapest you have will be fine.
So you don't want the deluxe, then?
No, thanks.
I can give you a standard single on the second floor. The lower floors are cheaper.
Sounds perfect.
But the only one I have available at that rate is a smoking room, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's what I want.
No problem, then.
I need to iron some clothes. Is there an iron in the room?
I'm afraid there isn't.
Oh. Could you please send an iron up to my room?
Sure.
4.
Will that be a room for the two of you?
Yes, that's right.
Do you need a smoking room?
No, we don't. And we'd like a room on a high floor, please.
Let me see if we have one available. Yes, we do. Good. Would you like a deluxe room? It's a little more expensive, but it's much bigger.
Oh, it doesn't matter about the size. The ordinary room will be fine.
Certainly.
And is it possible to get coffee and, say, some sandwiches at this hour? We're a little hungry.
Sure. I can send some up to your room if you like.
Thanks. That'd be great.
Page 83. 3. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. What else does each guest request? Circle the correct answer. Page 84. 4. Let's listen. Task 1. People are discussing their rooms. Listen and check the correct information. 1.
Is your room okay?
Well, it's certainly big enough. That's a nice change. A lot of hotel rooms these days are very small. There's also plenty of space in the bathroom.
That's good.
I wish I had a better view, though. There's nothing to see except the cars in the parking garage.
You could always change.
I guess so, but I can't be bothered. Anyway, it's great to have a TV and a fax machine in the room. There's also a coffee maker, so I can make coffee whenever I want it. I was a little disappointed that there was nothing, not even a bottle of water, in the refrigerator when I checked in. But I called down and asked them to fill it up, and they did that right away.
2.
Is your room big enough for the two of you?
Well, it's kind of small. By the time we put our bags on the floor, there was hardly any room to move. But you should see the bathroom. It's almost as big as the bedroom. It's great, but isn't that strange? A bathroom bigger than the room.
It is. What floor are you on?
We're on the second floor, so we don't really see anything interesting. Just the street and the building next to us.
Is there anything much in the room?
Just the bed and a tiny refrigerator big enough for 2 bottles of water. The bed is as hard as a rock. I could hardly sleep last night. The manager said they would bring me a softer mattress later.
Well, that's good.
3.
Is your room at the hotel okay?
It's not bad. It's a good-sized room, so that's nice. The bathroom is absolutely tiny, though, and it doesn't have an electrical outlet, so I can't use my hairdryer in there.
That's inconvenient.
At least I can look out at the beautiful park across the street. I like to be able to see trees from my window.
That sounds lovely. Is there a lot in the room?
No, not really. Just an old TV, but no refrigerator or anything else. It was really hot last night, and I couldn't sleep, so I spoke to the manager about it. She sent up an electric fan as soon as I called.
That should help.
4.
Is your room okay?
It's pretty good, thanks.
That's good. How big is the room?
Well, it could be bigger. It really is pretty small. There's just enough room for 1 chair beside the bed.
It does sound small.
Yeah, but my only real complaint is with the shower. The water's either much too hot or way too cold. I'm going crazy. Luckily, I spoke to the manager, and he's sending a plumber up tomorrow.
That's nice of him. How about the view?
Oh, I do love the view of the city at night. It's wonderful.
That's fantastic. What does the room have in it?
Well, there's a really nice TV and a stereo. Plus, there's a fax machine and one of those mini fridges. Everything I need.
Page 84. 4. Let's listen. Task 2. Listen again. What did each guest complain about? Circle the correct answer.